Now, China has condemned Washington's plan to sell Taiwan $1.42 billion worth of arms, calling on the U.S. to stop any weapons deal with the island. The Chinese foreign ministry spokesman told reporters that Beijing has lodged a formal protest with Washington. He urged the U.S. government to uphold its commitment to the One China principle. The Chinese government has also slammed the new U.S. sanctions against the Bank of Dandong as wrongful. Now, Washington alleges that the Chinese bank supports North Korea's illicit financial activities. The arms sale plan and new banking sanctions were both announced on Thursday. China regards Taiwan as an inseparable part of its territory and has threatened to bring Taiwan under its rule by force if necessary. Meanwhile, the U.S. has said it adheres to the One China policy, meaning it does not maintain an official relationship with Taiwan. Joining us via Skype from Beijing is Einar Tengen. He's a political commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, Washington insists that it is adhering to the One China policy, and yet we have this arms sales for Taiwan. How do you see those two reconciling?
Well, I think you have to look beyond the sales to Taiwan, look at the friction that's currently occurring with India on the border. You look at what's happening in North Korea. Shortly, there will be a meeting between the leader and the new leader of South Korea, Mr. Moon, and President Moon, and Donald Trump. And then you look what happened with Qatar. If you start looking at the commonalities there, it seems that China is in the center of it. Oil from the Middle East is one of China's main sources. If you look at the whole Belt and Road Initiative, it depends on peace. And what you have now is the fanning of regional conflicts across from Taiwan, North Korea, India, and then a threat directly towards the oil imports that China needs. So I think that Donald Trump has decided that he is going to engage. He's trying desperately to resurrect his political fortunes. And part of that would be creating a narrative that takes away from this whole Russian scandal issue. He's been fighting. So China is the obvious choice for him. He wants to make sure that there is not necessarily a war, but he could blunder into it. He wants to raise tensions so that he can push through Congress this idea of deficit spending for both infrastructure, his $1 trillion infrastructure plan, and his $1 trillion plan for to increase spending on the military side. So it's a very, very dangerous confluence of events that is not just about this Taiwan issue.
Well, that's an interesting point that you raise here, Mr. Tengen. But if we run with this theory a bit further, how do you see these tensions then spiraling out of control? Because is this a prudent move on the part of Trump? Will it gain him the support at home and abroad?
Quite frankly, a prudent and Donald Trump are not two words that I would put together. He's a man who's driven by his ego. If you looked at the classic definition of a sociopath and you compared his actions, it would be very difficult to come to a conclusion other than the fact that he was closely associated with that particular idea. So in his case, he is trying desperately to change the narrative. He's trying to get on with what he, quote, promised and what he thinks he can do, which is stimulate the U.S. economy by protectionist measures and deficit spending on both infrastructure and defense. Now, in terms of where this all goes, can go wrong. You have 3,000 troops on each side, India and China, massing on the borders. You have ultimatums being thrown back and forth. You have the situation, the explosive situation that is happening in Qatar. You have the upcoming North Korean situation. So, when you take all of these factors into consideration, yes, any one of them could be a flashpoint for the start of another war, or perhaps a number of them. And it's not clear that Donald Trump realizes just how serious and how close to playing with fire he is.
And very quickly, if you can, Mr. Tengen, is China going to take the bait?
One hopes not. One hopes that they won't, but they are being very, very hard pressed.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Unfortunately, we're experiencing technical difficulties. That's Anor Tangen, political commentator, joining us via Skype from Beijing. Mr. Tangen, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.